613-461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board with us. Join in the dialogue and the discussion on the issues each and every day. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we use the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God as our source book. It is the guide for life and living. And may I say to you, as we look at the Scripture, we're not, in a quandary as to what is truth. The Bible is filled with truth. It is the book of truth. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. And may I remind you, as we look at the Scripture, we're going to be talking about today a issue that I believe we need to understand, and that I believe as Christians and conservatives, we need to take a stand against the machine that's in the world today, in the nation today, the demonic mindset of murdering babies in the womb. We're talking about today saving our children. Save our children. That's a challenge. In fact, in the Scripture, Psalms 127, verse 3, "Our children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time Christians and conservatives and patriots recognize what is happening in America. In fact, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, it seems that state after state after state, in a race for the bottom, in a race to see which states can have no laws to prevent abortion on demand. I've said many times, and some may agree or disagree, that's fine, it's my opinion. And my opinion is that the Democrats may not be interested in going to the polls to vote for Biden. In fact, some 68% of the Democrats behind the scenes are saying they're not interested in Biden being the candidate on the November ballot. But all of them, for the most part, all of the Democrats will be sure to go to the polls to vote if it is voting for abortion. State after state after state now introducing legislative proposals to open the floodgate to allow murder by way of abortion to not only continue, but to increase in their states. It's an open season, I believe, we're seeing today on the unborn. I believe it's bad enough to have, since Roe versus Wade, with its 50-year unconstitutional law that said that abortion on demand was okay, but during that 50-year period of time, about 70 million human beings were murdered in the mother's womb. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about facing the issues. We talk about facing it based on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today, perhaps on a greater level than I believe I've seen in my lifetime. And I like to say I'm still under 100. And yet we find the mindset that there's no absolute truth. I find it egregious, sad, dilemmifying that according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say each person determines his or her own version of truth. I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my mantra each day. That's my challenge to you each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. In just a moment, we're going to be introducing a very special guest that we have today that will be talking about this issue of abortion and what's taking place in our own state, right here in the state of Florida. What is happening in the legislative session that just opened? What is taking place with the push to circumvent the legislative process and have a constitutional amendment that will open Pandora's box for Florida becoming the murder capital of the nation? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of their staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough to have about 70 million that's been murdered since Roe versus Wade. But now after Roe versus Wade has been put to rest, the truth of the lie that was told in 1973 finally exposed, and the Roe versus Wade reversed. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a special interest group across America. Now, some will not call the name. Some will just say special interest. I believe the special interest happens to be twofold. I believe the special interest group that's pushing this happens to be Planned Parenthood in part, and the LGBTQ plus organization and agenda being part of it. I believe that they both profit as a result of the murder of human beings. I'm looking at a headline. I'll touch on this. Then we're going to introduce our guest today. It says four states' constitutions provide for the right to an abortion. Here are these states that may vote on abortion constitutional amendments in 2024. Four states, California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont, have constitutions that explicitly provide for a right to abortion. The establishment of the state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy. According to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision, there is no federal constitutional right to abortion, and overruled Roe versus Wade, voters in three states, California, Michigan, and Vermont, approved ballot measures to include the right to an abortion in their state constitutions. 12 other states, Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, have had state Supreme Court's decisions that have blocked abortion bans on certain restrictions based on the rights within their own state constitution. Four states, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, West Virginia, have state constitutions that say that the Constitution cannot be interpreted to provide a right to abortion at any time. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, our state, the state of Florida, we do not, I don't know about you, I do not want to see our state being the murder capital of the world. And that's what I call it. If you open Pandora's box and say that you can come to Florida, you can get an abortion on demand. But that potential faces us. There's the move today in the state of Florida that would allow abortion up to the moment of birth. This cannot be seen as anything but legalization of murder, calling it health care. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I get a little uptight when they talk about murder by way of abortion and they call it a woman's right and are calling it health care. Ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 139, verse 13 through 16, Scripture says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God creates us. God is in control of life and death, and not human beings, not mankind. Ladies and gentlemen, it's with great delight that I introduce to you our very special guest today on Let's Face the Issues. Welcome to Andrew Scherville. That's S-H-I-R-V-I-L-L-E. Think I'm pronouncing it right, Andrew. Andrew Scherville. He's the voice for the unborn. Andrew is a Christian attorney with a passion to save the lives of our unborn. Andrew, thank you so much today for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and join us on Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate returning to your show, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for having me on again.
It's always a blessing. You are, how would you say, a voice in the wilderness, and I'm thankful for that voice. I realize that when we, as you do, when we stand for truth, there's always the demonic enemy that comes against it. And so I want you to know that we pray for you, that God will give you wisdom, that give you insight and strength to carry on what God's called you to do, interceding for the life of the unborn. Andrew, for your organization that you have founded, and you're the executive president and CEO for that, it is Christians, it is your stand as a Christian, as an attorney for that. Tell us something about your organization, something about your passion, and why are you doing what you're doing?
Sure. Well, I founded Florida Voice for the Unborn in January of 2020, and we are a pro-life grassroots lobbying organization strictly focusing on issues that impact our unborn brothers and sisters. And I personally have been a pro-life advocate, grassroots advocate, for over 20 years. I formed this organization because I believe that there is a tremendous need in Tallahassee to have an effective apparatus to lobby our legislators and our governor so that all unborn children are protected from the moment of conception, especially now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned.
Andrew, maybe this is a question that ought not to be asked. I don't know, but I'm going to ask it. As you walk the corridors of the House and the Senate building, as you come and go and have dialogue, communication, and interface with our legislators, both the House and the Senate, and we're supposed to be controlled by a Republican House and Senate, and with a conservative Supreme Court and a conservative governor. Tell me your take on the receptivity from both sides of the aisle for what you're doing.
Well, unfortunately, I think here in Florida, we've been moving very slowly for many years, and we were not prepared for when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade on June 24th, 2022. Had we been more proactive in our legislative activity, I think you would have seen what has taken place in other red states like Texas and Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama, where they had trigger laws in place so that when the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe, there would have been a legislative law already enacted and on the books that would have secured those full rights for our unborn brothers and sisters. We did not have that here in Florida. And we've also had some other issues with our own state Supreme Court, which has been dominated in the past by liberal activists. But now, thanks to the governor's appointment since 2019, has really transformed itself into a conservative-dominated court. Some say it's perhaps the most conservative state Supreme Court in the entire country. However, the decisions by the legislature and by our state courts, even after Roe versus Wade fell, have been very slow. And we're talking about lives every single day here in the Sunshine State being lost to abortion. It is a tragic, tragic occurrence, and something that I unfortunately try to do this all the time with our legislators and even the governor's office, as impress upon them the urgency of the situation. You know, a lot of other issues can be thoroughly, I guess, debated for years and, try to get the right policy in place. But if we don't get things right here in Florida, babies are dying by the hundreds every single day. And that, to me, is unacceptable in a conservative red state like Florida.
Absolutely. And Andrew, I know this is maybe considered sour grapes, but a friend of mine, the former legislator for representative for the state of Florida in District 1, when he was in office in 2019, he introduced the heartbeat bill, and Republicans would not allow it to even go to subcommittee, committee, or be debated on the floor. Republicans. I'm very, very bothered by what we see in that realm. Now, I know that you're interfacing with both sides of the aisle, which is good and necessary, but I am bothered that that takes place. And now with what you've said in relationship to where we are with the trigger laws that Alabama and Louisiana and others had already put in place, had we passed the heartbeat bill in 2019, we would not be facing an uphill battle today. So I think that it is because, as the old cliche goes, we've shot ourselves in our own foot as far as the conservatives in the state of Florida. But I understand, Andrew, that there's an amendment initiative to make abortion legal in Florida. Tell us about that proposed amendment. We'll talk about it further during the course of the broadcast today. But tell us about that amendment, what is taking place, who's promulgating it, and then we'll talk about later the status of it.
Well, the Florida abortion industry is, fighting back after the fall of Roe versus Wade. So because there's no more federal right under the U.S. Constitution to access abortion, which there never was in the first place, the U.S. Supreme Court made that up out of Hoke Law in 1973. But the U.S. Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe, got it right and said, of course, the Constitution plainly says there's no implicit or even an explicit right to access abortion. So what the Florida abortion industry and other state abortion industries have done is said, well, you know what, then we're just going to make it a supercharged right under each state constitution. So that's what they're attempting to do here in Florida. They want to engraft an explicit right with the words abortion in the state constitution and say that women in this state and even women that travel into the state have an unfettered right all the way pretty much up until the moment of birth to access abortion. And that's what they are attempting to do here in Florida. And they have to do that is they have to try to get it done through a citizens initiative to amend our state constitution. Because there's several ways in Florida that you can amend the state constitution, but the way the Florida abortion industry has chosen is through this petition. So they needed 891,523 signatures validated from Florida voters by February 1st of this year in order for this proposed pro-abortion constitutional amendment to appear on the November 2024 ballot. And that's what they launched last May. And unfortunately, as I'm sure we'll go into further details during the broadcast, they have achieved that statewide number. And we can go into some of the reasons why they were able to do that, even though they were on track as late as November to not achieve that signature threshold. But that is what they are trying to do here in Florida, Dr. Youngblood. It's very insidious, very deceptive, and they are planning for voters to be able to approve this here in Florida and add this explicit so-called right to the state constitution.
Andrew, let me remind our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, it's 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm speaking with Andrew Serville today. He's an attorney. He is responsible for the Florida Voice for the Unborn in the state of Florida, a passion for saving the unborn. Love to have you call in, ask your questions. Perhaps you have insight questions that you would like answered from Andrew. I'm thankful that he invests his time in serving the Lord, in interceding, intervening to save the lives of the unborn. Andrew, I'm looking at a headline, Deceptive Abortion Initiative in Florida Must Be Rejected. A pro-abortion activist group tried to establish unlimited human genocide in Florida, and I think they used the term right, human genocide in Florida with a proposed amendment that would codify unrestricted abortion as a right in the state's constitution. And it goes on to talk about the fact that the on behalf of the Florida voters, extremism, urging the Florida Supreme Court not to approve the wording of a proposed amendment that would codify unrestricted abortion as a right in the state constitution. And it goes on to talk about some of the firms that are arguing against that and trying to intercede to prevent that. So I'm thankful that you're right there at the heartbeat of what is taking place. And I'm asking God to give you insight and wisdom, and that your words might have impact on both sides of the aisle. Now, very simply put, I want to ask you a very poignant question. From your perspective in walking the halls of the House and the Senate and the governor's office and all that Capitol complex in Tallahassee, and I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and as I tell people, I know how the sausage is made, and it's not a pretty picture. From your perspective, are you getting reception from both sides of the aisle or just one side of the aisle? Or what is your sense of the percentages of those that are standing with you in the legislative process? And the question, bottom line question is, there is the Florida law now, as it stands, bans abortion after 15 weeks. Should this be modified? And what are you seeing in the House and the Senate in Tallahassee?
Well, absolutely. We believe that the 15-week abortion limitation that the legislature passed in 2022 does not go far enough. You know, we know from all the numbers that are kept by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the so-called statistics, these are actually babies' lives. I hate to say statistics, but the numbers of abortions recorded in Florida, the vast majority of abortions are taking place in the first trimester. So that's less than 12 weeks. And so in order to effectively protect our unborn brothers and sisters, we really have to protect them in the first trimester. And really, starting at the moment of conception, if a dozen other red states could do it, there's really no reason why Florida cannot find the will also to do it. We have a supermajority Republican legislature. So the Democrats, the Democrat Party is explicitly pro-abortion. In fact, they're funding this radical initiative to get a pro-abortion constitutional amendment before voters. So they're way to the left and way out there. That used to not always be the case, because we always had in Florida and other southern states specifically a large cadre of pro-life Democrats. But you don't see that anymore. In fact, the Democratic Party has excised any pro-life legislators from their ranks through primaries, through basically intimidation tactics, and they don't want any dissent at all from their abortion on demand agenda. So we really have to rely on the Republican Party, which is, you know, in their platform, it has an explicit call to protect unborn children, specifically at the federal level with a human rights amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But even at the state level, that Republican legislators and governors are supposed to be working as hard as possible to support pro-life legislation and protect the unborn as early as possible. So Florida has, made great strides last year in 2023 with the enactment of the Florida Heartbeat Protection Act, which quickly passed through the legislation and would prohibit abortions in Florida after 6 weeks gestation, with some exceptions, again, that Florida Voice for the Unborn and our grassroots supporters do not think are appropriate, but that was the legislature's call. And the governor did sign that Heartbeat Protection Act into law. It has not gone into effect yet, unfortunately, at least legislatively, we made further strides. But the session that just opened up for 2024, and that began on Tuesday, January 9th, we saw the day before, praise the Lord for this, a Life at Conception Act filed in the State House of Representatives. And so that is the first time ever a bill has been filed in Florida that would protect our unborn brothers and sisters from the moment of conception. And that is a huge, huge stride forward.
Let me ask you a question, Andrew. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Andrew Chaville. Andrew is the executive director and founder of the Florida Voice for the Unborn. The telephone number, if you'd like to ask Andrew a question, is 904-831-0917. 831-0917. You spoke of the A Life at Conception Act. It's finally been filed in the legislative session. Could you explain what the bill would do and what you feel the chances of its passage?
Well, this bill, it's called House Bill of 1519, was filed by pro-life champion Representative David Barrero. And the bill would do exactly what Florida Voice for the Unborn and our grassroots pro-life partner organizations have been lobbying for since the leak of the Dobbs decision back in May of 2022, which is completely protect our unborn brothers and sisters from the moment of conception by outlawing abortion. And that there is an exception for the life of the mother. It's closely modeled on the exception that is found in every single other state law that completely protects unborn children. And that's only what they call an abortion. It can only take place if the mother's life is truly endangered in a medical emergency. And the bill lists those reasons. And of course, it has to be a physical reason. But more importantly, this is, even though legally we say that procedure is an abortion, it really is not, because the intent is to save the life of the mother. And the doctors are empowered to do everything they can to protect the baby. Unfortunately, in cases like ectopic pregnancies, the child just cannot survive. It's just in a physical impossibility. But the intent of that procedure is not to kill the unborn child, just like what happens in the vast majority of actual abortions. So those cases are very, very rare, but there is a provision in there, in that bill. The bill also has strong penalties against the abortionists. It would send them to prison for at least 10 years if they commit an abortion after the moment of conception.
Andrew, hold your thoughts for just a moment. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. And ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right